Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here in Audio Boo. This is day two of the Audio Mo Audio Challenge or feature. And I've listened to as many audio boos as I possibly could so far. And what I've noticed is that especially with those people who I've either followed me fairly recently or I've followed them or indeed reciprocation of following. And I have to say that since I started following the Blind Abilities channel, I've come across so many wonderful people out there doing audio that I probably would never have heard of otherwise. So first of all, a wee bit of a plug to anyone who's not following the Blind Abilities channel. Go and have a listen there. There's some amazing stuff. Anyway, what I thought we'd do for day two is a bit of a refresher on who I am and what I am. Obviously not for those who do know me, but for those people who have followed me since I first identified myself and what I was. I'm just doing this off the cuff, so let's see. My name is McCogan, as per my nick, and my abbreviated name obviously is Mac, so it's very easy, it's Mac. Or McCogan, or Mac McCogan, as some people call me. I've never been called McCogan Mac, funny enough. I am a 65-year-old Scot living in the central region of Scotland. That is if you drew a straight line between Edinburgh and Glasgow, roughly in the middle is where my abode is, where my house is. Where I live with my wife. We had four children. They're all up. I still have four children. I shouldn't say that we had. We have four children. Basically what I was trying to say was we had them and they're all gone and they've all gone their own ways. Got their own lives, of course. Youngest being probably 31 now, I reckon. So we had a good life raising four bairns. Four weans. Myself, my skills were as an electrical engineer technician, and I worked for many years for some of the biggest companies in the UK at the time. No longer there. No, it wasn't my fault, I didn't close them down. I worked for British Coal, British Steel, British Leyland, and then for almost 20 years in the paper industry. And for a few years, the paper industry was under that huge name over there in the States and Canada, I believe, Georgia Pacific. Many of you have probably driven past the paper mill over there in Canada or the States. So that was my bread and butter, if you like, for all my days. And latterly, I retired at 57-year-old, so I've been retired now for 8 years. Still keep my hand in, I still get wee jobs here and there, but I'm really into keep my hands on with loads of things. In other words, I'd like to do DIY, gardening, and do an electrical job. But I have to say that nowadays my brain doesn't get taxed as it should be, as it used to be, so I think I'm stagnating a wee bit. No, I'm pretty sure I'm stagnating a wee bit. So, what do I like? Physically, I was a swimmer. I swam for the local club here, BASC, Bathgate Amateur Swimming Club, when I was a youngster, right up to I was probably about 18 year old, and spent more time in the water than I did out of the water. And then I got into cycling in a big way, and I cycled for a short period of time with the local cycling club, the Bathgate Wheelers. So I still have a bicycle, and I still cycle occasionally. Occasionally, I say, but I used to cycle many miles when I retired back 8 years ago. And unfortunately, the past 2 or 3 years, I've been lethargic and slipped off the saddle, as you say. What else do I like? Socially, if you like, well, we've kind of grown out of partying and that. But we do like to get away into the countryside, to the scenic areas, to the coast, to the beach. Listen to the sound of nature, the birds, waves. Do a lot of people watching, people listening. I love music. It used to be all the modern music, the pop music, the rock music, if you like. But as I matured in age, I got into classical music, and I have to say that 90% of, maybe 95% of the music I listen to currently is classical music. And it's many, many varied forms, by the way. It's not all about Beethoven and Mozart. There's some amazing stuff out there. And occasionally I let my hair down, only it's not very long now. Get some rock back out, or some good pop, but mostly classical music. What else can I say about myself that you may be interested to know? I said I'd do this off the cuff, and that's exactly what's happening now. I've run into a brick wall, literally, about me. Yes, I've been on Audioboo for, I think it's been about 4 years now. It may be going on 5, but I think I'm pretty sure it's 4 years since I joined. And I was introduced to Audioboo through Pilgrim Chris, who, if you don't know him, his name is actually Chris Pilgrim, believe that or not, via online tweets all those years ago. And Chris got me into two great things. He got me into Audioboo, it was Audioboo at the time, and also to, and introduced me to a great man, Nick Holloway Vox, that monk among us all. Great guy, is Nick Holloway. So, about 4 years, I suppose you could say that my ways have matured in audio. Like most people, it's, unless you're used to speaking, it's tentative at the start, and you tend to, I was going to say you tend to ramble a wee bit, and that goes away. It doesn't. You just get more proficient at rambling. and I'm pretty proficient at rambling, actually. In fact, I'm highly scored up there in rambling. But there's nothing better than a good ramble of anybody, to be honest with you. So, yes, Audioboo is in my ears every day. That it can be in my ears, I have to say that. It's taken over music in my ears to the extent that I hardly listen to music, even classical music, on my earbuds when I'm out and about doing things. It's, if I'm out and about, no matter whether it's a garden, the garage, the garage, that was an Americanism there. That was Bernie Goldback's fault. Who's that top goal, by the way, on all good social networks? Yes, the garage, or doing a bit of jobbing here and there. No matter what I'm doing, if I can do it, I have my earbuds in my ears and I listen to Audioboo. And the only time I listen to music is when the audio, my timeline runs dry. Fortunately, during this fantastic month of audio more, I've come across so many people, even that I didn't know on Blind Abilities channel, but so many people that have come from other airts and pairts, as we would say, and posting audio up there. And I've had, even today, while I've been doing something for about 4 hours there, I've come across people I hadn't heard of before, and it's brilliant, it's great stuff. So Audiomo is an excellent way of getting to listen to more people you've never heard of before, but also meeting new friends, making new friends, and the reciprocation hopefully will come, that they will listen to you, never having heard from you before, and get to like what you are saying and follow you. And extending the family, extending the community. So, first of all, I have to say, I do, of course, love Audioboo. And I think these feature months, like Audiomo, Octava, February, are great ways of getting to meet, using that word, of course, in the audio sense, meet new people and make new friends. So, it's all good. So, that's about it for me. Think there's anything I can say much more. Of course, as soon as I hang up, I'll think of something else, but hey, that's enough. That's all you need to know about me. I'm a friendly guy. I just love to make friends and I love to help people however I possibly can. If that kind of explains my nature, which I didn't mention really, did I? Yeah, I'm just a friendly Scot. Cheery by the now.